on the election of all time. Here's what I'm going to do. The suspense, the craziness is just so off the charts. I am going to give out the number on the election, on the world, what you're seeing on the ground, what you think is going to happen, what you think of Homeland Security predicting imminent terror attacks by Republicans with no evidence, because that's what everybody else isn't touching on because it just sounds too scary. Well, that's what the globalists do. And so, yeah, Trump's set to win in a landslide, but they're going to try to steal it, and they're going to try to demonize us. We'll be right back to cover it all.
On Tuesday, October 14th, 2024, in 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalist. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty, and you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it. So it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews. But since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the sea moss gummies or the sea moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But
But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hosting right through hour number four for the next 2 hours. And I intend now to open the phones up for first-time callers. That means first-time callers to give your take on what I've just covered in the last 2 hours, your own angles, your own ideas. We need to brainstorm this thing. Now, we've proven over and over again why the globalists hate us is that I study history, I study the West, I study the East, I study the current globalist configuration. I study their opposition, both domestically and internationally. And I've learned, it's very easy to do if you're actually just not naive, what they pre-program and get ready. And so I've been up here, really the only talk show host doing this, and I don't want to be the only one doing it. I want everybody to get this so we can stop it, saying they're not up there saying Trump's going to be a dictator and use the military and we're going to have a civil war and civil war conditions and the Democrats are going to block a certification and create civil war conditions, and they need armed uprisings against Trump, and his supporters are all Nazis. We've got to arrest them and crush them and demolish them and take them out and destroy them. These are all quotes. Former CIA, FBI on TV, the government's going to kill this guy. We need Homeland Security to wage a war against the supporters once he's been dealt with. We're going to take this guy out. We're going to liquidate him. U.S. senators, multiple ones have said that on TV. I mean, my God. What do you think the CIA's done over 100 times in other countries? Overthrown them. They've already overthrown the bureaucracy, and now we're trying to get control of the government back peacefully. And so they're like, really, we're just going to blow stuff up and blame it on you and create martial law. How's that sound? And they've signed the executive orders and ordered the military to prepare for it, and it's public. So almost everybody else is running around, woo-woo, Trump going to win. And, you know, woo-hoo, whoopee-woo. And that's all great. And yeah, Trump is obviously super popular, more than 2016 or 2020. And the way the Democrats are acting and getting ready for civil war and all this, and they tried to kill him twice, I think he can override it. And a lot of data and numbers obviously go into that too. And they know they're being watched, so they're like, hell yeah, illegal aliens vote. Hell yeah, we're going to have unmarked ballots days, you know, weeks after we just count. And unlimited supply with having no idea where they came from. And yeah, we're leaving millions of people on the databases that never voted. We don't even know who their names are. So the good news is we forced them out in the open. The bad news is other than Steve Bannon, who just got out of jail last night. I talked to him this morning. He'll try to come on the air tomorrow. Almost no one else even understands the situation we're in. I mean, Musk is hardcore on the open borders and the New World Order and the pedophiles and the World War III and the censorship, and he's kicking ass on all that. And so is Trump. But everybody's reactive. We react to what they're currently doing. So let's say you own a couple hundred acres on the edge of town. And you got your little house and you're living there, and you see a guy pull back in the woods on your property. You wonder, who's that? I don't know that truck. And you see a guy get out and start setting up a little pop-up ground stand. He's in camouflage. He's got a deer rifle. It's deer season. You know, I don't have any deer hunters on my property. I don't know who that is. So you drive over and you say, hey, man, who are you? What are you doing? And they just say, I don't exist. I'm not here. Well, you got a truck, got a Ford truck right there. You're wearing camo. You got a 308, looks like a Savage rifle right there. Or maybe it's a Ruger or Marlin. You're on my property. And they just go, I'm not on your property. I don't exist. And you're like, well, you're right there. I'm going to call the police. But see, we don't control the Justice Department, so they'll never respond. It'd be like the police didn't exist. You're now with a trespasser. You have to deal with it because the cops won't come. And you're like, listen, I'm about to throw you off my property. Get out of here. Now, there's two parts of that little story I just thought up in my head as an analogy. A, you know he's there to illegally hunt on your property because he brought a gun, how he's dressed, what he's setting up. And B, when you tell him get off your property, he won't even admit he exists. And that's the psychological thing they do. So the globalists are all setting up martial law, saying they are, getting all the executive orders and Pentagon directives ready. And then saying they're going to do it. While they say we're going to do it, because they think low-information voters somehow will think it's Trump's fault or our fault when this all goes down. And then because there's not a Justice Department to stop it, it's running it. It just turns into vigilantism, basically. And that's what gaslighting is. I mean, for decades, they have world government summits and call for world government and list all the horrible things they're going to do to us and the medical tyranny and owning our bodies and depopulating us. And then I write articles and go cover it. And, you know, the New York Times would say, oh, that doesn't exist. They don't really even do that now. They just ignore it. And it's the same thing. It's gaslighting. Oh, there's no inflation. Or, okay, it's Trump's fault. Or I'm not going to ban fracking. It's just my official policy. Or I don't want your guns. That's preposterous. I've just sworn to ban them. And it's meant to have you engage them where you're trying to have a conversation and they'll never even respond that they're there. It's total disrespect, but it's beyond that. It's a tactic hoping you just throw your hands up and walk away. But they've hijacked our country. They're trespassing on our rights. They're holding us hostage. These are real terms. And they're saying, oh, you're getting uppity? You're standing up and you're saying that you want your rights back? How about we blow something up? How about we kill some black people? You notice we're telling everybody you're going to kill black people and Hispanics, and we're going to blame you for it. How's that sound? And you could see it all laid out. And I'm sitting here going, they didn't call Madison Square Garden a Nazi rally for no reason. They're planning to have white supremacists kill some black people. I mean, that's the logical next step from people that have been caught doing that before. They're going to frame us with a Reichstag January 6, 2.0 Governor Whitmer style fake kidnapping operation. Think of all the crap they've been caught doing. Oklahoma City, the list goes on and on. And what are they going to do? And then they'll deny they did it, just like when they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Who they blame? They blame Putin. Even though they now admit they did it. And Biden said, I'll blow it up. And then he did. So that's the gaslighting. I'm going to blow that pipeline up. It won't be there if you do this. Okay, blow it up. Hey, you blew it up. No, I didn't. You did. So when they never admit what they're doing, that's a military tactic. You know, if you go back to World War One, that's when they really got into this. The Germans and the other groups they were fighting, the Allies, against the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Germans would get on loudspeakers. They were sound speakers by then. First time those were used, they would bullhorn on huge PA systems in English. We are not attacking. The war is over. Everything's fine. Just put your hands up. Now, 95% of the troops, on average, this happened a bunch in the last year of the war, would say, this is BS. Get ready. It's an assault. But a few percentage points would say, that's reasonable. It's over. Let's be friends. And the historical understanding of that is where you get things like The Road Warrior. What a classic Australian movie with Mel Gibson. It's the sequel to Mad Max, another great classic, really low budget, but excellent. And Humongous pulls up at the oil refinery and he wants the oil. And he says, if you just leave the oil, I won't kill you. And of course, there's 100 people or so inside, and almost all of them go, that's pure crap. Humongous is a psychotic. He's going to kill us. We got to fight. But one guy goes, Humongous is a reasonable man. And of course, anybody that gets in his hands, he tortures to death. So that's the tactic they use. None of this is happening. Everything's fine. No, it's not. I'm sorry, we're surrounded by Humongous right now. But if you actually look at our numbers, it's not an oil refinery with 80 people or 100 people in it in the movie with a couple hundred pirates. It'd be like a city of 1 million people against 200 pirates. That's about a good analogy of the numbers. And it's not like we're inside the city and all the ammunition's dried up, you know, 10 years after the collapse of civilization. No, we're armed to the teeth as well. And not just with guns, but with understanding and communications and money. But see, people still see a show like this as an oddity or a hobby or, oh, there's that guy. He has this worldview. And there's all these other worldviews and all this entertainment. And people just can't differentiate fact from fiction and what's really urgent and existential versus crap. So, hey, there's a bunch of movies about martial law and civil war. Oh, that's actually happening. It just kind of normalizes it because your subconscious and unconscious sees those movies and then when you see the real thing, you've been made comfortable. I'm going to explain something in psychology, and you can go read the actual different schools of psychology. They propose it different ways. And all schools of psychology are is ways of looking at human nature. But there's big studies on this, that before television and before a lot of violence was shown on television, veterans and people that had seen a lot of violence after World War One, when some of the visuals came out, and then World War II, veterans would get up and walk out of movies that had a bunch of violence in them, most of them, because they thought it made it cheap, it made it a joke, and it wasn't entertaining to them because they experienced violence with the smell and the pain and the buddies dying and the freezing cold. And so to them, it wasn't entertaining because they were already programmed by the real world to not like it. Their synapses had been made more sensitive to violence because they'd actually been involved in it. Whereas in studies, if you take somebody and show them the Saw movies and slasher movies, and the statistics vary, but you know the average person by the age of 20 now, since the 60s, and it gets worse, has seen hundreds of thousands of simulated murders, torture, rape, death, everything. But you're sitting back eating popcorn, eating pizza, drinking beer, eating Milk Duds, you start associating a space alien that crashes thousands of years ago in the frozen Arctic, Antarctic, thawing out, horribly eating and dissolving and killing the science research facility And because you're 10 years old eating Milk Duds and having nachos and watching a creature suck people's blood out and implode their bodies, to you, it's just entertainment. So later in life, if you ever saw something horrible and violent, it's you're desensitized. But if you showed some World War II veteran like my dad's dad, Jerry Jones, who got, you know, highly decorated B-17 pilot, whole nine yards, went to North Africa into Italy and then into Germany after the collapse of Germany, you know, in years and years. You know, he did his missions and they put him on the ground as an officer doing logistics. And he saw the starving people and the dead bodies everywhere and all of it. And they would go see a movie. He liked to watch stuff like Dumbo and stuff, you know, happy, sweet. They go see a movie, my dad said, and it would show a bunch of weirdness or a bunch of violence. I mean, he'd say, we're getting out of here. I'm not turning you into a crazy person. And he'd say to my dad, no, violence isn't a joke. And you know, this is going to screw your head up. And he didn't have a psychology degree. To him, somebody that saw a whole bunch of violence and saw his buddies blow up next to him in their aircraft and saw stuff he told my dad about the starvation in Italy and Germany and the piles of dead bodies and the starving children and just the hell of it and the typhus. See, then it's not entertainment. But that's the way it works. The general public in the West and all of the world now has seen so much violence and so much death simulated. Your brain sees that in a position where there's no real pain to you and no real threat. So when the real threat comes, you're not able to respond. And I use the analogy of in a big city where you've had generations of deer getting fed, there's no coyotes, there's no pressure. The deer just walk up to your house, they walk out in front of cars, they have no survival instinct. And it's the same thing with the domesticated population that's lived in freedom so long. People hear this, and even if they consciously go, yeah, this is really happening, they still can't subconsciously differentiate because you've seen thousands of rapes and hundreds of thousands of murders and death and people being tortured to death in the most graphic way. But I'll notice somebody that's a trauma surgeon, and I know some, they don't like horror movies or violence because they get to see enough of the real thing and smell the blood and see the dying, screaming children. Most of the cops I know that have been cops a long time, they're like, I don't really like horror movies. Yeah, military, I know. Yeah, I don't really like war movies. They don't want to talk about it because, see, it's real. There were consequences to seeing it. Kind of like the first time I ever got drunk. When I was about 12, some of my older friends, like 14, 15, stole some of their dad's gin. I'll never forget a big bottle of gin. So we go over to these girls' house, and they're like 15, 16. And the parents are out of town, and we all start drinking gin, and we get totally drunk. And I pass out and wake up 4 hours later in vomit on the floor. And then I go home. It's already like midnight. I get in big trouble. Where have you been? I'm sorry. I drank for the first time. It was terrible. For decades, if I smelled gin, I wanted to throw up. See, because the first time I took it, it hurt me. I got sick. My body went, whoa, no more of that. But see, with violence and porn and all this stuff, it desensitizes you slowly so that in the real world, you no longer have the nerve endings of real experience that when a real threat comes to deal with it. Like a dodo bird. Never had any experience with any predators. The sailors show up on Galapagos Island within a year or whatever it was, they're all dead. Because they just walk right up, you whack one and kill it. Big old fat, bigger than a turkey, juicy meat. The next one walks over, you can kill it. And that's what the public's like. Now, I'll assure you, after all the hell that's coming in civilization and society, just because we go in these cycles, the next generation won't be into all this evil crap anymore because they'll understand, because they just went through hell, what it means. The wages of sin are death. And there are so many examples of this. So before I go to your calls and get into all the news, I just wanted to say to everybody, that's why I'm so upset. I know how real this is. I know how urgent this is. And I guess as I grew up and saw some violent, crazy stuff, but also studied history and experienced it, and just have my instincts, I guess, weren't somehow erased. So they got passed on to me. And we know genetics get passed down a few generations in instincts, and they fade out if they're not activated. And that's Carl Jung, and his hypothesis has been proven right with epigenetics now. But regardless, I'm trying to figure out, how do I turn people's survival instincts on who've not experienced really bad stuff yet? So that you don't have to experience it. See, nuclear war is a real possibility. People have a normalcy bias that it can never happen. So many people get mugged for the first time or home invaded, and they're so freaked out over that because they could never imagine it could happen because it hadn't happened yet. So what I'm trying to get at here to all of you is, and I know you're an audience of activists that get it, it's why you're tuned in. But I'm mainly asking a question, how do we get the general public that's starting to wake up some, but still, oh, we have a tyranny, oh, they steal elections, oh, they're coming after our kids, oh, they give us poison shots, okay, let's just move on. No, you can't take that like it's just something that happened. You've got to engage it and say no, or they'll do it again and do it bigger. Our lives are in danger. All right, I'm going to go to break. Come back with your calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We're only 6 days to the main election day. It's already begun. They're trying to steal it everywhere. I believe they're going to extend it out if they can. But if it's a big enough Trump victory, they won't be able to. And then they're going to try to kill him. And they're going to try to have civil uprisings. I mean, we got to war game this. It's not pessimistic to be honest about the climate we're in. And again, I need your support. Amazing products. Keep us on air. We can be shut down in 14 days. Regardless, we have need funds for the crew, for studio, for infrastructure, for legal, and I will keep fighting as long as you back me, plus they're great products. So just make the decision to activate your instincts and your will and your spirit, your common sense, and share the reports of the show. Share the articles. Share the links off Real Alex Jones. I know a lot of you are doing it. But for those that aren't, what are you doing? Get moving. You're in a war. Get up, soldier. Come on and fight. And you fight by praying for the broadcast. You fight by spreading the word about the broadcast. And you fight by supporting it financially. And you get great products because I want to form a relationship with you. They really work. They're really great. The supplements. The t-shirts. You'll have an adventure wearing them. You'll want more. Experience it. Believe me. I bust my ass to be as accurate as I can. And we're damn accurate. So experience the products at thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You spend $30 a month, cancel anytime. You get $40 to spend in the store. You get special deals and special sales on top of it at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You'll get special offers of products that are going to be just for the VIP members. All sorts of wild stuff that this great sponsor is doing. They're wonderful. TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're going to ensure we stay on the air one way or another. There's so many. Six new supplements the last 7-8 days are now available there. They've got these packs of gummies, both energy and sleep, that just came in for $14, $15 a pack. It's all there. And today and tomorrow is the last day to enter to win the truck of the $10,000 at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP.
We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to vitamin mineral fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, 3 pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support. If InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on, regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate HydroForce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate HydroForce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your HydroForce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at him. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are not in Kansas anymore. All right, I'm going to your calls here in a few minutes. 877-789-2539. Taking first-time callers today on the election and just the crazy times we're in. And the feds, I just showed you AP, Reuters, NBC News. Imminently, Trump supporters are going to kill Democrats during the election. No proof, no evidence other than the globalists are going to false flag and blame it on us. I told you this was coming, and here it is. And really the reason I'm so beyond angry is I'm trying to stop this for my own self-preservation. And if I'm going to be safe, it means you need to be safe. You understand why I'm so pissed here? I mean, it'd be like if a giant asteroid was coming at the Earth and we knew it was going to hit in a year. And we 100% Air Force Elon Musk could put rockets in the air with robot-controlled missiles that could go blow it off course or blow it up, and we didn't do it. And it's getting closer, and now it's a month away, and they've got the weapons to take it out, and I'm just like, what the hell's your problem? This is not a simulation. This is not World of Warcraft or
some video game like Call of Duty. This is real. And I'm not talking to the regular audience. I know you get that. I'm sorry I'm lecturing. I'm talking about the general public. Because if people wake up to how bad it is, then we'll stop it. But people have this, again, built-in normalcy bias that they just can't recognize what's right in front of their face. Yeah, people can recognize there's a big corrupt group and they're pedophiles and they're frauds and they do. But it's kind of like, okay, that's what they do. No, that thing only progresses like cancer. It only gets worse, and it's getting worse by the second. You know, we have the advantage that this isn't 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when the old timers saw it way far off and warned everybody, or 30 years ago when it was closer, but still, you know, not in focus. And in the last decade, it's in our face. Now it's on our back, singing its fangs into us with poison shots and everything else. We got the vampire on our neck, and I'm just like, can we get this thing off of us? It's really simple. And again, everything the left does from the top to the bottom is a projection of what they're doing to us. So they're all over the news. Oh, we're going to kill them. Oh, we're going to put them in camps. Oh, we're going to murder them. Oh, we're going to kill the black people. Oh, we're Hitler. Oh, they're going to ban biracial marriage. It's just horse manure. But those are the talking points. And then we have the low-level people. This went viral yesterday. Issuing a manual, both on audio and video, and a text manual on what to do once Trump takes over. Because of the fascism and the tyranny and how they'll have to go underground and hide what they're doing. And no, that's what you tried to do to us, to bully us into submission. And for a while you did bully people, but now people realize there's no end to what you'll demand. So people out of self-preservation are finally going, my God, we got to get these people off our ass. Go ahead and play the clip.
All right, worst case scenario, Trump gets reelected. Here is the game plan if that happens. The general rule of thumb from now on is, will the MAGA heads use it to attack someone? If so, keep your mouth shut. You no longer know that any of your trans friends are trans. You no longer know that any of your non-Christian friends are non-Christian. You no longer know that any of your friends, family, or neighbors are left-leaning at all. Anyone that you don't know, because that is fishing for information and people they can report. Anyone tries to instigate a protest or a riot, they are also fishing for people that they can report. Anyone you know who is an immigrant, you are now going to tell anyone who asks that they have been living in America their whole lives. Because if you are not among the people who need to flee for their own safety, you are part of the people who are helping them flee. You do not brag about the people you have helped. You do not tell others about the people you have helped. You keep your mouth shut about all of it on every single possible forum. Anyone asks you about politics, you reply, who has time to talk about politics? And nothing else. Someone asks you your opinion on global warming. You say, I don't talk about politics. Someone asks your opinion on wages and unionization. You say, I don't talk about politics. Someone asks about your opinion on the basic rights of other people. You say, I don't talk about politics. It's gonna hurt, but that's what's gonna help you and others survive. These are the basic ground rules for surviving a fascist government, which is 100% what Donald Trump has said on camera he wants to put in place if he gets reelected. I am not trying to tell you that he is guaranteed to win. I am not going to tell you that he is going to successfully overthrow the government. I am telling you these are the things that are going to happen if he somehow does wind up back in the White House and what you need to do to prepare. And finally, you may not like it, but get yourself firearms training, firearm safety training, and stay strapped. Because worst comes to worst, you also need to be able to defend yourself. And the Second Amendment is probably the only constitutional right that Donald Trump will not do away with. Probably most importantly, if he does get elected and you talk about your personal politics anywhere on social media, you need to delete that account in its entirety immediately. There will still be archived evidence of it, but at the very least, they can't go into a profile that you are still using and say that those are still your views, which can be the difference between walking free and being in a camp.
Walking free and being in a camp. So we've had Antifa running around beating up women and babies in strollers. We have new videos of people screaming at babies, saying, you know, they're going to get them, the Democrats. You've got all these Republicans put in jail. all the lawfare. You got the leftist ideology arresting people that peacefully pray across the street from abortion clinics. I mean, look at this. Steve Bannon freed from prison after 4 months behind bars. Oh, yeah. So many examples of this. And then we've got Tommy Robinson going back to a case over a decade ago where he exposed giant Muslim grooming gangs of kidnapped kids. It was all proven true. They put him through the court, tell him he's liable for it. Then he secretly records everybody admitting that they rigged the case against him, and they give him 18 months in a maximum security prison for it. Yeah. Who's going to put who in camps? So, I could talk for hours, obviously, about the persecution and what they do. And listen to what that individual said. He's repeating what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Carville and Axelrod and Jamie Raskin and all of them are saying. They're coming to kill you. You've got to get guns. And I know some of the biggest shooting range owners. And I go into those, you know, every few months. And I remember back when Trump first got elected. And then during the last election, they said, we see mainly liberals in here now buying guns and using them. They think they're going to have to kill Trump supporters because Trump supporters are coming to kill them. So, see, they believe we're all coming to kill them while they're gearing up for war. And while their political leaders are saying they're going to have armed uprisings. Because why? Donald Trump's coming to get the black men, James Carville, last week. Kamala, he's coming with the military to kill citizens, to kill minorities 2 weeks ago. So they've set the table. They got it. They're like, oh my God, the minorities are waking up. They want prosperity and freedom. What do we do? We'll just say the whites are going to kill them. The Trumps are going to kill them. The MAGA is going to kill them. But then how do you make that real? You target the minorities, you kill them in mass, and you blame the Trump supporters. And then you bring in martial law while he's president-elect or while the election's being fought over, which they've said they're going to do. And so it's my job to spotlight this ahead of it so that enough people understand how the cow ate the cabbage. Do I have to remind you again? Over a month ago, they signed an executive order, and whoever's running that administration, the coup, then the Pentagon releases a manual on urban operations, takeover of society for civil unrest, and killing U.S. citizens. And then I try to get Trump to talk about it. I've gotten Musk to link to it, and we've gotten Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to do it. So I got a direct line to him. And I'm just doing the best I can. So we have the enemy blueprint. We know their attack. And I'm just sitting here. I don't know whether it'll be tonight, tomorrow, next week, election night. I don't know. I don't know when the truck bomb's going to go off. I don't know when the mass shooting's going to happen. I just know that's the next step. And I'm just, you know, I'm the gloom and doomer. I'm the crazy man that said they're going to release a virus out of China and use it for lockdowns and make you stand 6 feet apart and wear a mask and not go to the ball games. And they'll give you a global ID card, which they failed to get done, but they tried. And then it all happened. And like how? And people are like, how the hell does he know that? That's man psychic. No, there was just literally hundreds of UN battle plans and disease acts to take over the world. It's in my film Endgame. I made it in 2007. I mean, yeah, it's just... You got all these UN heads saying they're going to use NATO and the UN during the next lockdown to arrest people that disagree with the lockdown. I mean, I've got all these incredibly interesting clips. I've got all this wild stuff to show you. It's all very entertaining. It's all very interesting. You know, I should have played it yesterday. You got the head of the Treasury Department gets up to talk about the economy strong, and the seal of the Treasury Department falls down behind her. That's an omen, isn't it? It's interesting. It's great radio and TV. Why didn't I cover it? Because I guess I've got a problem. I can't cover stuff that's a side issue when the big crisis is coming down. But I will. Here. This is what any other talk show host would play. So here, I'll do it. Why don't you buy InfoWars? Trump nods when rallygoers ask Trump to purchase Alex Jones' platform. I'm glad the listeners are a little concerned that the feds have maneuvered us into the position to liquidate InfoWars on the 13th and shut it down. And they have filed in court to take my name and say I can't even use my name and take me off anywhere I am and raise money off my name for their causes. They want to steal my identity. Kind of a big deal. And it's not a big deal for me. It's a big deal for all of you that's how crazy these people are. But that's where we are. That's a bellwether. That's a sign. That's a canary in the coal mine. That's a blinking red light of where we are. But quite frankly, that's a symptom of the disease as well, of tyranny. That's something for people to go, oh, we know that's going on. We better share these reports and videos more. The system really doesn't like what he's doing because he's over the target. Oh, we might want to actually go to the AlexJonesStore.com or DrJonesAdrels.com and get incredible products and stand with people that have courage. Because it's not just about me. If you don't stand with people that'll fight the globalist effectively with the truth, and if we were a fighter plane and, you know, in World War II and had all the stickers for how many things we'd shot down, the whole damn fuselage is covered with our victories. If you won't bet on the winners, you've not bet on yourself. And this is bigger than you supporting InfoWars. It's bigger than you supporting whatever we have to do after this and the support we need right now that we are getting there, but we're not there yet. What will it cost you for not taking action in any way you can legally and lawfully now? Because if America and the people and the populace of the world really flex their muscles, it'd be game over for the globalist. Game over. So we can like, oh, look, Bill Maher said he supports free speech, but he supports the whole globalist agenda on top of that. Or, oh, look, The Daily Show host, you know, he came out and he defended, you know, the comic at Madison Square Garden. See, even the liberals know the left's out of control. It's all just window dressing. Oh, look, Andrew Cuomo came out and said, you know, people are mad. The government's corrupt and Trump's probably a good guy. That's because the public's awake, but only to a certain point. But all the followers are now jumping on. Yes, that's our victory. Yes, we're winning, which is why the enemy is going to strike back. Which is why we have to look at what would they do to bring in the Civil War and the race war. Well, they'd kill a bunch of black people. And I've been saying for years, look for that to the election. Obama, that's who runs it, the Biden administration, in June of 2021, put out the new National Security Director for the Homeland Security and the U.S. intelligence agencies and the FBI, that the number one threat in the world to American citizens was white supremacists, which is almost a non-existent thing. Most of them are feds. And then they defined a white supremacist as anybody that questions elections, anybody that questions open borders, anybody that questions lockdowns, forced injections, or the mainstream media. Well, that's a Trump rally. See, that's a definition. They're not really a white supremacist, but it's a new definition where they bring in that legal power to attack those people. It's unconstitutional, but they're doing it. They've declared war on you because you're awake and you're getting more awake and you're waking up others. And then they hype up everywhere that Trump supporters are going to disrupt the election and kill minorities on the eve of the election. And they say the answer is armed uprising so the left can protect itself. So, white supremacist Trump supporters, feds, mercenaries, attack a large minority gathering, which is now the majority. Then the left activates all their squads of terrorists and hooligans to burn everything down. And they believe out of that comes a big enough crisis to stop Trump and then have the government that's still in control, even if he's president-elect, kill Trump, stage more events, and then go and arrest the opposition to the globalist. And then they think that will cement a permanent dictatorship where they'll still have elections, but they're ceremonial. And obviously you can war game that out. A bunch of the states are going to block it. A bunch of people that were on the fence are going to come in to block it. It's going to cause an even faster awakening. And then that's going to be spectacular. And the globalists won't get a fake civil war. They'll get a real one between the American people and the globalist occupiers. And then the globalists will release viruses and turn the power off. And then it's just, and then there'll be a huge war for sure. And I mean, just, it's horrible. And look, somebody's got to get up here and tell you like it is. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a minute. Go ahead and play the clip of Trump getting asked, but he nods a couple times. Yeah, whatever. And then go ahead and play Jon Stewart. And then I'll start taking your calls right through the next hour. But it's because we're winning things are so dangerous. That's good. We force them out in the open. But then you have to understand, it's not just bed of roses we get Trump in there. They're going to continue all these other shenanigans that we need to start wargaming. But we'll get to that if he actually gets in on January 21st, 2025. But this is a war. This is long term, baby. And the only way you end it quickly is a spiritual awakening. Here's the clips.
Is the alarms.
The opening act, grabbing headlines for all the wrong reasons. A comedian who offered unfunny, racist, cringeworthy jokes.
Basically calling Puerto Ricans trash.
The most repulsive racial jokes about Latinos.
Disgusting and hateful.
So incredibly crude.
Frankly, just too X-rated to play here.
Extremely vile so-called jokes.
Extremely vile so-called jokes. She name-checked my comedy album from the 90s. Did I really? I don't know who's AI, me or that guy. Now, obviously, in retrospect, having a roast comedian come to a political rally a week before Election Day and roasting a key voting demographic, probably not the best decision by the campaign politically. But to be fair, the guy's really just doing what he does. I mean, here he is at the Tom Brady roast a few months ago.
The great Jeff Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is so Jewish, he only watches football for the coin toss. Gronk, you look like the Nazi that kept burning himself on the ovens. Kevin is so small that when his ancestors picked cotton, they called it deadlifting.
Yes, yes, of course. Terrible, boo, yes. there's something wrong with me. I find that guy very funny. So, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, bringing him to a rally and have him not do roast jokes, that'd be like bringing Beyonce to a rally and not have... Oh.
And I get it. Things are dark, and Jon Stewart's writers are really funny, and that's all true. And I know Tony Hinchcliffe well. I've done a lot of his shows with him as a co-host. Great guy here in Austin. But the point is that you heard the news, so-called news, say it's too X-rated to air. That way, you can just imagine what he did. Oh, he called Latinos garbage. And then they don't show you what he actually said. That's always a telltale sign. Like that clip I played 10 minutes ago of the leftist going, and Trump says he's going to create fascism and arrest and, you know, kill everybody. He's on record saying it. Boy, you'd think you'd show that clip, right? I mean, I'd already shown Carbel 8 or 9 times and Raskin 20 times or so. And, you know, Hillary and Kamala saying Trump's going to kill everybody with the military and kill the blacks, you know, dozens of times. So I didn't play it today because it's neurotic to do that. But at least I've got it on record. I mean, you can pull up anything I just said with their name on it. You'll get it in 2 seconds. You can't pull up Trump saying he's going to create a fascist system and arrest his, you know, you can't pull him up saying Mexicans are criminals. You can't pull up him saying the KKK are great people. It doesn't exist. It's a lie. It's a fraud. And of course, Tony Hinchcliffe will only get bigger because he's not apologizing. He's saying, if you don't like what I said to Kamala Harris and to Tim Walz, change your tampon. Might be time for you to change your tampon. Let me actually read it. These people have no sense of humor. Wild that a vice presidential candidate would take time out of his busy schedule, in quotes, to analyze a joke taken out of context to make it seem racist. I love Puerto Rico and vacation there. I made fun of everyone. Watch the whole set. I'm a comedian, Tim. Might be time to change your tampon. Oh, my God. But the takeaway from this is do not apologize. And the Trump campaign apologized. They shouldn't have done that. We're bullied by the globalist, telling us we're bad, telling us what we can say, what we can do, always lying about it. Stop letting them be in charge of your mind. And that starts with backing the people they hate the most. Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Steve Bannon, the people that have proven they won't back down. And I'm not Donald Trump or Elon Musk where I have hundreds of billions of dollars laying around. I want to stay in the fight. And it's critical. And it's so simple. I want to thank those that have been supporting. You know who you are. But, I mean, my gosh, we've been reaching, let's not exaggerate, 20 extra million people a day lately. And I know the economy must be shot because, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you know, Trump said his heyday, audience goes up, funds go up, we get to expand. Instead, audience explodes. Extra money doesn't come in because the economy's screwed. I don't care what Kamala says. I know. I talk to my family and relatives around the state and around the country. They got degrees. They got multiple jobs. They don't have extra money. I get it. But you need to support organizations that are the best. You've got to strategically support. Plus, they're great products. T-shirts, supplements, all of it. Great deals going on right now. Today and tomorrow's last day to register for free by putting your email in or buy product. Get entered a bunch of the sweepstakes for the incredible Super Dodge truck and $10,000 cash. All of it at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And when you spend $30 a month there, you get $40 free on the products. Wow, that's a good deal in the VIP program. The Ultimate CMOS, it's all there.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness. That can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP Club. If we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail, and it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store. for taking care of us and getting your orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.